The Catholic Bishop of Ballarat has told the Royal Commission he's unsure if he would report a case of child sexual abuse to the police if he heard about it in the confessional. But Paul Bird gave evidence that he would not give absolution to a parishioner unless they agreed to report their crime to the police. The Royal Commission has heard 14 priests have been accused of child sexual abuse in the Ballarat Diocese since the 1950s. Samantha Donovan is following the Royal Commission and she joins me now. Samantha, why is the Royal Commission so interested in the Bishop's attitude to taking confession?
Well, the Royal Commission, Kim, has heard many stories, not just in Ballarat, but at other hearings around Australia of paedophile priests admitting their crimes in the confessional and the priest taking the confession not doing anything about it. The commissioners have also pointed out this morning that some child victims of abuse would go to the priest in the confessional and raise the fact that they had been abused, but again, nothing would be done. This is what Bishop Paul Bird had to say to Royal Commission Chairman Peter McClellan about whether he'd report child sexual abuse to the police if a priest or parishioner had raised it in confession.
My approach would be that confession is meant to be a time for repentance and honesty, so that the person, if they came to confess a child abuse, is confessing a sin against God and a crime against people, and part of the true honesty and repentance will be facing the consequences of the law. So I would make that admission on their part to the civil authorities part of their reconciliation, so that they would be...
How would you do that? What would you...
Require them, before giving absolution, I would require that basically as part of the penance, because I believe it's part of the honesty, facing the full impact of what they have done.
And if they didn't go to the authorities?
I wouldn't give them absolution.
But would you tell the authorities?
I would have to think about that. What I'm trying to balance there is the tradition or the value of confidentiality, which in regard to the confessional, the Church's history has been treated as absolute.
The Bishop of Ballarat, Paul Bird, at the Royal Commission. So, Sam, what did the Bishop have to say about paedophile priests keeping their position?
Well, this is another big issue the Royal Commission has been exploring, why paedophile priests aren't immediately stripped of their title and its privileges when they're convicted of child sex abuse offences. It's often taken years, we've heard, if it's been done at all. The Royal Commission Chairman Peter McClellan asked Bishop Bird for his thoughts on the laicisation of priests this morning, and he said if a priest is convicted of child sexual abuse, he should be laicised, and gave the impression he thought it should be done pretty quickly as well. But he agreed that it's not always the position of the Vatican, but he couldn't really give an explanation as to why Rome doesn't want to take that action quickly.
So finally, Sam, has Bishop Bird given the Commission any insight into why so many priests have sexually abused children in the last 60 years?
Well, he was asked what it was about the culture of the church that has seen so many priests, as you say, sexually abuse children. He said he thought it was partly due to the respect accorded to a priest in years gone by, and that the profession provided a sort of cover for paedophiles to abuse children. He also agreed that loneliness was often a problem for priests, especially in rural parishes, and the strict hierarchy of the church often meant there was little interaction between a priest and his superiors. He wasn't asked about the issue of celibacy, so we didn't get his thoughts on that. The hearings in Ballarat, Kim, have now finished this block of hearings. The Royal Commission will return to Ballarat later in the year, and we'll wait to see if Cardinal George Pell is called to give evidence, and also the former Bishop of Ballarat, Ronald Mulkerns. We've heard a lot during these hearings that he knew a lot about, for example, the activities of the paedophile priest Gerald Ridsdale.
All right, Samantha Donovan covering the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse.